Okay, so we're still talking about arrogance, pride, conceit. So there's many different things that we can get arrogant about. You know, our physical appearance, our physical strength, our athletic ability, our intelligence, the amount of knowledge we have, particular talents we have, musical or artistic, particular skills, working with computers or machinery or cooking or, you know, you name it, we can get proud of it, okay? And this doesn't just happen in our regular careers or regular life, but also in the Dharma. You know, when people first come to the Dharma, they're usually fairly humble because they don't know very much. But then when they've been around a bit, get a little bit kind of, you know, well, I'll show you the way. And you don't know how to do that? Well, let me tell you, because this is the way you do it. You know, and we can get really kind of arrogant in the Dharma, thinking that we know a lot, we've accomplished a lot, you know, we're very knowledgeable, and so therefore other people should look up to us, they should respect us, they should put us in the front row. You know, this happens with monastics, you know, oh, I've been ordained longer than you, get out of my way. Actually, it's really sweet. Usually at big teachings, you always know the new monastics because they go sit in the very front. They don't know they're supposed to sit in that. But, you know, we can get arrogant about everything and, you know, you name it. So it's something to really be on guard against, because arrogance is a big hindrance to learning. Because if you know it all, then your mind is never open to learning anything more. Okay. So the Tibetans have a saying that if you live on, no grass grows on the top of the mountain, it only grows in the valley. Yeah, and so a person who considers themselves very high, they can't learn anything. They're just the rocky crag at the top of the mountain and not the lush, fertile valley, you know, where things can actually grow. So that's why we do the practice of prostrations a lot. It's to make us humble. Yeah, I mean, it shows respect for the Buddha. It also, you know, purifies. But it's also a practice of humility. To remember that we are the servant of other sentient beings, and that as long as our mind is filled with ignorance, anger, and attachment, there is absolutely nothing to get arrogant about. Yeah? Because even if we have a good rebirth now, if we create a lot of negative karma, then we have a bad rebirth in the future. So what's there to be arrogant about? You know, a little bit of status or, you know, whatever we have right now doesn't mean much. It's just a temporary condition that's produced by causes and conditions. So, you know, the same thing goes for having a precious human life. It's nothing to get proud about. It's something to use wisely, because we won't have it for very long. So when in doubt, it's good to be humble. As antithetical as that is to the American system, where we are taught here to sing our own glories, aren't we? You know, you go in for a job interview, you never say you can't do anything. Yeah, even if you can't, you know, it's, well, I have some experience in that. What is it? You see, we have such a hard time, and the system expects us to just, you know everything, or to pretend we know everything. I remember once I was with a young person who was applying for college, and they had to write an essay about themselves, and I encouraged them to write not only their good qualities and what they like, but also their weaknesses. And this person was very upset with me, you know, and so were the parents. It's like, how dare can you, you know, say that? And I was thinking, you know, if I get an application where somebody's talking honestly about themselves, then I'm going to notice that and be more inclined to, you know, select that person than somebody who is trying to pull the wool over my eyes. Yeah. Or somebody who's totally out of touch with themselves and think they're excellent at everything. And I saw very quickly that not everybody shares that opinion about who they select. But if you're in the Dharma a lot, and this is something you really see in Tibetan culture, you know, kind of you're taught to be humble, you're taught not to brag and so on. And so that's an advantage to be in a place where that kind of attitude is encouraged rather than the attitude. Now, here I am. Okay? That doesn't mean losing our confidence. It doesn't mean hiding our qualities. If we know something, if we have some ability, we should say so. Okay? But that's quite different than, you know, making ourselves, exaggerating our qualities. Yeah. And making ourselves more than we are. But we should say what abilities we have, because we want to help sentient beings. And if we don't tell them what we're good at doing, they can't ask us for that particular kind of help.